Well, day two of Scandia Sail for Gold Regatta has certainly turned up the wind and also turned up some pretty good performances all across the fleet, as you expect, Matt Sheehan, but pretty breezy at times.
Yeah, certainly was. I was out, spent all day on the laser course today, watching the laser radials and the lasers, and it was pretty breezy. Their course area is quite a long way south in the bay, and it was pretty. The forecast was always for the breeze to come up, but when the tide turned against it, we had some big waves, some really interesting conditions, great planing and surfing conditions downwind. But my goodness, it was hard work going upwind. But very interesting, a tough day for the sailors today.
Yeah, very tough day. Well, of course, tough to sail a laser competitively in these very strong breezes.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the competition is fierce in both the laser radial and the men's laser. Both those fleets are split into yellow and blue classes, so it's quite difficult at this stage to actually draw too many conclusions from the results. In fact, we're still waiting for some of the last results to come through. They have to then merge the two classes and the rest of it. But for me, sitting out there all day and watching the lasers, some of the names that stood out. I think the two in the laser radial division that really stood out for me on the British side was Alison Young and Charlotte Dobson. Right up there at the top of the fleet. I mean, some people have questioned whether Britain really actually has a strong enough laser radial squad, but today they proved those doubters wrong, because they were right up there at the front of the field. Paige Raley, she was right up there as well. She was sailing like an absolute demon, really, really well. Who else?
Alison Young got two wins today, which is a pretty impressive score for her. She's still counting at 24th at the moment, is down in 5th place, but with that discard, she's going to be at the top.
Yeah, well, that's going to be really, really encouraging for her, because she's had a difficult time this year at some of the regattas, so that's really, really promising, especially in such a competitive fleet in such difficult conditions.
And one other person to point out there, and that's the sole Irish entry. Annalise Murphy was up there at the top as well.
That's absolutely right, she was, and she was consistently towards the front of the fleet. Very impressive performance again from her.
But still at the top then, there are the familiar names in the radial fleet. Marit Baumeister and Sari Multala currently lying second and third, but Charlotte Dobson and Alison Young after four races provisionally in fourth and fifth place.
Yep, well, that's very good news for them.
How about the full-size sailed laser then?
Well, in the men's laser, the two people that I was watching in particular today was Tom Slingsby from Australia and Paul Goodison. Now, both of those guys are sailing in different fleets, so they haven't actually come head-to-head yet. But Paul Goodison has often said that whilst he acknowledges that the competition in his fleet is very, very tough indeed, Tom Slingsby is the guy that he fears the most. And maybe he didn't use the word fear, but that's his main competition. And Tom Slingsby, in the fleet that he raced in today, I mean, he was really, really impressive around the course, but not infallible. Watched him come around the weather mark at one point, bear away into a big, deep run down these big waves, surfed down a wave, went straight in the drink. Chinese jibe, straight in the drink, and lost a place as a result. So even the best can get it wrong. But Paul Goodison, he wasn't right at the front of the fleet, but he was certainly up in the top 10. I think he had a 5th and a 7th today in his two races. So he's showing that he can still, you know, he's up there in the frame for the top 10. Not quite as punchy as I suspect he'd like to be at the moment, but these are early days.
And one other name, too, that stood out, I think, rather astoundingly, and he actually fell off his boat and recovered very quickly, and that is our Guatemalan entry.
Absolutely. Ignacio Maigli, apologies if I've pronounced that wrong, the Guatemalan laser sailor, really impressive. Both of his races today, he was right up there in the frame, in the top three. And he came in the second race, he came around the weather mark, did a cheeky little tack underneath a whole line of starboard tackers coming into the weather mark, came in, tacked on to starboard underneath them, but unfortunately fell out of his boat as he went around the weather mark, managed to hold on to it, climbed back on board, dipped down into the traffic, did a penalty turn, carried on, and still managed to finish right up in the frame by the end of the race. Very, very impressive sailor.
Indeed. Also amongst the fleet, well, of course, you'd expect pretty tough conditions here for the 49ers, and there was a few gear breakages, and gear breakages really hit the world champions, and that has dropped them down to 9th place. Nathan Outridge and Ian Jensen from Australia down in 9th, having to count it, did not cross the line. But good news for the British in the 49ers. It's still being led by the Sabello brothers from Italy. But in the top eight, we have four British teams. But the top Brit at the moment, lying second overall after six races, is John Pink and Rick Peacock, both from Hampshire.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yep, Stevie Morrison and Ben Rhodes are third overall after six races. And then Julian Dotholi, who's been performing very well, I think, in the lighter breezes, is fourth. And then Paul Brotherton and Mark Asquith are down in seventh. So they've had not a particularly good day here in the rough weather, but they had a first in race two. So pretty good results for Britain in the 49ers.
Well, it's good. It's certainly good results if you're looking to be, if you're a Brit supporter and you want to see all the British names up the front. But it's going to be continues to be a bit of a nightmare when it comes to the selectors, because once again there is no one really clear standout winner at the moment. Maybe we're asking too much on day two, but it's the talk of the town around here as to what's going to happen with the 49er fleet.
A brief mention, and it's deja vu for our British gold medalists Ian Percy and Andrew Simpson. They're currently lying 12th. They had a 4th in race 2, but an 11th in race 3. Not a happy lot, but they broke their mast at the previous regatta, and it's the same as they did a year ago. They had mast problems.
Yeah, that's true, and they do seem to be struggling today. I was walking along the dock, actually, just after I come in and saw that there was a star that had lost its rig. It's not their star. But, I mean, these are just the kind of conditions today where, I'm amazed that so many stars come back with the mast in the same number of pieces that went out in, frankly.
And finally, looking at British efforts then, let's look at the Finns. And Dan Slater was leading after day one. The first race of two today, they were aiming for three, but rough stuff for the Finns and a long way from Portland Harbour. Dan Slater managed to get another bullet, so two bullets going into race three for Dan Slater.
And it is very impressive performance, and it's something that'll be on Ben Ainslie's mind, of course. But Ben Ainslie also had a rather good day today, and there's been an awful lot of talk about Ben Ainslie. He is, of course, possibly he is the best known sailor, I guess, around here, probably around the world. And he I believe got a seventh and a first today, and that means he's hauled himself up into first overall. So you know, as far as the speculation has gone, you know, as to whether Ben can really pull it out the hat or not, well, once again, it looks like, again, it is early days, but it does look like he can.
Okay, let's hear then from Lawrence Herdman, who's talked to Ben after that very exciting day here, day two of Scandia Sail for Gold Regatta.
The first race was it was a bit strange on the first speed. The right was quite strong, but also a few guys came from the left. Didn't really read it very well, and had a bad first beat. So I had to catch up a lot from there. I did okay. It wasn't brilliant, but it was still a sort of counting result. And then the second race, wind came up a bit more, and again it was quite difficult to read which side of the course was favoured. But I did okay. I think I was third or fourth at the top mark, and had some good downwind legs and managed to slowly pull through to the lead. So,
did you find those conditions very challenging?
Yeah, it's hard work physically. It's very choppy, and the sea's very rough out, you know, way out where we are. And they were quite long races as well. And then long beat home, so it's been a tough day.
Yeah. But you're pleased with that result. You must be thrilled.
Yeah, no, it's good. It was good in those conditions, because certainly these guys are all hard to beat in this breeze, because they're big, strong guys.
And happy with your form?
My form? It's okay. Could always be better, but no, you know, I'm happy with the way things are going so far. Just got to try and keep going.
And we're going to have this weather all week, aren't we? Well, it's wind all week. Does that make you happy?
I don't mind. I mean, you have to win in everything and anything, don't you? So yeah, I don't mind. If it's going to be this breezy, well, seem to be going okay in it, so I'll just keep trying hard.
Ben, you mentioned you're 34 now. How punishing is it to complete three races in the day?
Oh, it's... I mean, we only did two races in the end, but it's hard to describe how hard it is physically. You know, they're long days out there. You might only be racing for 3 hours, but you're actually out in the water for 6 hours, and it's hard on the body, that's for sure.
Yeah, and looking at the Brits, we knew it was going to be tough, the competition in the class. You've got Giles Scott breathing down your neck in third. Is that the way you expect it to continue now throughout the week?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm sure Ed Wright certainly likes these stronger conditions as well. I'm sure he hasn't had the greatest races so far, but I'm sure he's capable of getting some good results and the strong wins. But I think we've seen Mark Andrews and Andrew Mills up there as well, so it's good to see the Brits doing well.
In these sort of conditions, because it's so varied, is it about just being consistent or is it about going for it?
Well, it's difficult, you're right. It's hard to pick the right side here a lot of the times when the wind's like this. And so, yeah, consistency is quite going to be very important, I think.
Frozen, aren't you?
Thank you. Ben Ainslie talking to us on Selfer Gold Radio on the Dinghy Park area here at the Weymouth and Portland National Sailing Academy.